Welcome to Learning Together. I'm Dave Dimmitt, President and CEO of Project Lead the Way. Over the last several years, I've visited classrooms in every state, and one of the most important things I've learned is that the best insights about education often come directly from students. Learning Together is a series of unscripted conversations where students share their perspective around the intersection of school, work, and life. These are discussions about the skills that matter, the shift toward AI, and what it actually feels like to navigate the challenges of modern learning. Thanks for joining. We'll just jump in to start. We're at Walnut High School, Walnut, California, here with three amazing students in the biomedical science program. And I had shared earlier with your teachers that one of the reasons why we came out here is because really your program is one of the strongest biomed programs in the country, I think, based on some of the things that we've been looking at. So you're in a really great program, and I just want to get a sense to hear about your experience, things that you're thinking about, and maybe we'll just go down the line, first name and grade.
My name is Kenise, and I'm a senior, so 12th grade.
My name is Diamond, and I'm a junior, 11th grade.
Hi, I'm Danica, and I'm a sophomore in 10th grade.
Okay, so great range, different classes you're in, different classes in the Project Lead the Way biomed pathway. And just jump in, and if somebody says something that you want to build on, don't wait for another question. The more we're kind of talking to each other, the better. So I would love to hear you just describe, what are you doing in your classes? So you're in these Project Lead the Way classes. What kinds of things are you doing in your classes?
Okay, so for senior year, we have two of the biomedical classes, so biomedical innovations and then medical interventions. Biomedical innovations is more research heavy, so we do a lot more like writing research grants and writing research papers. And then medical interventions is more lab and hands-on, so we do a lot of like microbiology labs, and we do like presentations to help be comfortable with public speaking. So they're kind of very different, yeah. But at the same time, I think it's really well-rounded because it kind of shows all the scopes of medicine.
Yeah, great.
As a junior, we're doing human body systems, HBS, and it's more learning about the body, what to do. It's on a deeper level of anatomy. How can we create something? For example, one of the things we were working on is how to prevent pathogens from infecting a human on a forest trip, a rainforest trip, a frozen lake trip, things like that. It's really hands-on. We build our mannequin year-round. We're just about to end it. We started with the brain and then worked our way up, and now we're on the digestive system.
Okay, great.
Okay, I'm a sophomore, and sophomore year you do principles of biomedical sciences. So this is extremely introductory to what will later be built up upon in the later years. So we do everything from forensics, we learn about the microbiome, we learn about clinical, so if you want to go into like hospital work, we learn about genetics and even go into like disease detectives. It's very much just introductory level to everything. But it gives you a really good scope of what you're interested in. Like, a huge focus is careers.
Okay.
So, like, one thing for me is in the genetics unit, I learned about genetic counseling, and that's something I never heard about before, but I thought was really interesting.
Okay, that's great. So you're getting exposed to careers that you weren't aware of, and they are interesting to you, right? So, okay, I think that's a really good question or a good, really good place to lean in a little bit. And you're a sophomore, so you're... One of our goals is to expose you to a lot of different careers. Are these classes helping you get ready for whatever comes next? And if so, how?
I think definitely one thing that the teachers really lean in towards is that a lot of the skills we learn doing the labs, like for example, micropipetting, that's something you learn in biomedical that you won't learn in another of your academic classes, that you'll definitely learn if you choose to do a science type major in college. Like, a lot of the teachers say that students have come back saying they use those skills, not just like lab skills, but also research paper skills and writing skills in college that help like put you up for success later on in college and in your career.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's great.
To add to that, I have gone to my doctor's office and shown them the pictures that we have done. And they're like, oh, I haven't done this until I was in college. And even then, I didn't know. It was my first time seeing it. It really exposes you to stuff beyond high school and what you could use, like, literally anywhere.
That's great.
I think they covered
my So you already have an idea of things that you might want to do after high school, it sounds like. Mm-hmm. How did you get exposed? You talked about you got exposed to it through the courses. How about the two of you? What are you thinking you want to do? And where did that idea, like that career idea, come from?
To be honest, it started off with like watching a show or like reading a book or something. Great. I watched ER, which is like kind of like an older version of Grey's Anatomy. Yeah, that show helped a lot with like developing, kind of just seeing what the medical field was like. And then when I joined this program, I was like, whoa, it's like kind of different. And like seeing all these different components come together was really helpful.
I think the really important question is, which show is better, ER?
I think ER too.
Yeah, more of a Grey's Anatomy guy.
The older seasons of Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. I think those are peak.
So, and how about you?
For me, it was the same thing. I had watched NCIS, and there was a character named Abby, and what she was doing was what I wanted to do, and I found that really interesting.
Yeah. Well, and it's one thing to have an idea and to see somebody doing something that you want to do, whether that's, I love that you said in a book or if it's on a show, but then also getting prepared to go do that is a totally different thing, right? So it's not enough to want to go do something aspirationally. But then having a place like Walnut High School that then helps you get on a path to that thing. So that's exciting. What about, let's say 10 years from now? That seems like forever. So 5 years, 10 years from now, what do you see yourself doing 5 or 10 years from now?
Me personally, I really want to go into higher education. So hopefully have my bachelor's by then and then in a PhD program. I really think one thing I love is just learning. I'm a really curious person, and I find there's so many mysteries, especially in medicine, that still need to be solved and discovered. So I hope in 10 years I've found something that I'm really passionate about and that I really love learning and want to learn more about.
I love that. And the longer you stay curious, the better. And I feel like I'm more curious today in a good way than I've ever been, you know, and I'm constantly trying to read and learn. It's just like there's so much in the world that's interesting. I think if that's your worldview, your paradigm. So how about you, 5, 10 years down the road?
5 to 10 years, I hope I'm still in college. The process that I'm looking at takes a little bit longer, but it doesn't include medical school to become a forensic technician. So I'm thinking about doing that, but I also want to look into general lab scientists because I have a cousin that also does that. And I'm really interested in working in the labs and doing testing, different things like that. So hopefully I'm in a lab and still going through courses.
Yeah, that's great.
I hope to see myself in medical school because I do want to do something like in the palliative care. I think it's really important and often like are underlooked because we don't really see a lot of recognition in that field. And I think it's really fit for me because I'm a very emotional person and I want to help like patients feel better on their last few months.
Yeah, that's great. Well, and that's, we were just talking about that in the classroom. Some of the things that we've done now in terms of cancer treatment are thinking about care for the actual patient differently than maybe we did 20, 30 plus years ago too. And I think that's really, really interesting for sure. So what does success look like then? If, you know, the things you've identified, are there certain markers for success if you look down the road, like, okay, if I'm doing this, that's how I define success. How do you define success?
For me, I think it's having an impact and doing something that I love. Like, honestly, one of my biggest fears is being stuck in something that I'm not passionate about and being stuck in a life that I'm not entirely in love with.
Yeah.
So for me, success is doing something that I love that also allows other people to find more joy in their life, whether that's through research or just, you know, through like talking with other people, things like that. It doesn't really have to be like a specific job or career. It's more just my impact on other people.
Well, if that's your perspective at 10th grade, then I have no doubt that you will be able to do that. That's exciting. So how about you? How do you define, how do you think you will define success?
I would say the same thing, happiness. I really want to be happy doing what I want to do. I want to accomplish the goal that I have set for me right now. And if that goal slightly changes or it changes completely, I want to accomplish that goal specifically.
Okay, great.
I think success for me is like setting short-term goals and long-term goals. So being able to complete the short-term goals can help, level up and you kind of like step up from there to help reach your ultimate long-term goal.
Sure.
And I think, yeah, that will help a lot. And obviously everything that they said
Yeah.
is very.
Well, and you have to live your life one day at a time, right?
Exactly.
So if you have something out in the horizon and it doesn't, if it changes, that's great. Like, and the more you learn, the more that vision should change. But you have to live your life one day at a time, and you stack it. You just stack all those things, one thing at one experience, one opportunity after another. I have a quote in my office, back at our headquarters. It's On Success by Ralph Waldo Emerson, and it says a bunch of different things in it. But one thing it talks about is if one life has breathed easier because you have lived, this is success. And there's more than it talks about a healthy child, a garden patch, and that's been in my office for as long as I've had an office, going back to when I was a school administrator. But yeah, that's exciting what you're talking about. How about listening back over the last year or 2 years, like something that you've learned, and it can be about yourself, it can be about school, it could be about your Project Lead the Way class, something you've learned that's really kind of exciting from the last year or so.
I learned how to self-reflect more properly. So I think that is something that really opened up being able to think for yourself and understanding yourself better so that I know that I'm going into the right route in the future. So really like asking questions like, what am I doing? Like, what is my purpose? And like, why am I making my goal to pursue medicine? Answering questions like those in my journal has helped a lot in terms of like understanding myself and being able to help others as well, in terms of like navigating the pathway.
Yeah, that's great.
For me, mine was more understanding myself and understanding others, how to look from different point of views, different perspectives. Oh, why did they do this? Oh, it's because of this. It could be because of this, but it's not for sure. Looking, oh, why did I do this? How to manage myself? I'm just feeling angry at the moment. I won't use this word. I'm feeling sad. I don't want to do this. Really managing myself and understanding others really helped me a lot,
Yeah, those are
changed a
great. Those
lot.
are two really deep. It doesn't have to be that deep. Those are very deep reflections. Yeah.
Yeah, honestly, self-reflection as well. Coming into high school, I think I set up a lot of expectations for myself that I truly didn't love. There were just expectations that I thought, okay, I'm in high school now, I need to do this, and this, or I'm never gonna succeed. And it's just like expectations like that, it's not gonna give you a happy, fulfilling life. So over the past 2 years, I really self-reflected on what do I truly want and not just what others expect of me and how am I gonna get there.
Yeah, that's great. Well, you're having a really interesting school experience from what I can tell. And, getting a chance to work with other folks in the classes I visited, that's really, I love seeing that. I visited schools now in all 50 states. I've seen a lot of different types of schools, big school, small school, urban, rural, suburban, public, private. And there are lots of things that are similar. And then there are sometimes differences too. If you were able to sit in a room with people who are designing the schools of the future, what would you tell them? What should the schools of the future look like?
For me, I think it's a place where students can truly be themselves and socialize. One thing for me that sometimes I'm not in love with is some classes. I feel like I'm not allowed to truly be as curious or as social as I want to be. I'm an extremely talkative person. And so for me, the best way to learn is just by talking with other people,
Okay.
discussing my ideas, and really like putting those ideas out hands-on, which is why I think I love biomed so much, is because it really encapsulates those ideas. So for the schools of the future, I would say really allowing students to express themselves in a way and not trying to tie them down to just the curriculum or, t like teaching by the test kind of thing. And then also really good school lunches because
Yeah. School lunches are very
Wow. That's,
important. Yeah.
well, A, I mean, we have to treat food as fuel, right? And so
Exactly. Yes.
yeah. Think about that, all those things together. If you're trying to optimize all the different parts of your life, you have to think about food, right? For sure. So, okay.
I
School of
wanted
future,
to
yes.
end on, yeah. So I think collaboration and teamwork
Yes.
is very important. I think we don't foster enough of that sometimes in a lot of our classes. And I understand some of them may be more independent, like math, I feel like maybe like a more independent study. But I think overall our classes, if they could be more collaborative, I think everyone is so much more comfortable. Like in our classes in biomed and in other like higher level classes, you can kind of see more teamwork and collaboration because everyone knows each other because they've been through the same levels, you know. And I think that's so much more helpful because you can ask for help. Like you're not afraid to reach out to the teacher as well because you've had them for so many years. Having that foundation and being comfortable with asking questions is so important to me because I feel like it's such an important component, being able to speak up for yourself and really ask questions and be inquisitive.
There's a lot in that. I heard psychological safety. I heard, you know, trust. Was I in your HBS class?
Yes.
So the energy in that class too, before we even came in the room, you could hear it outside the room. But then, you know, you open the door and everybody's working on something, but you can work hard and enjoy it too. Like to me, like one of the most wonderful things learning to me is, I just love it. I feel so alive when I'm learning new things, and it doesn't have to be miserable.
Mm-hmm.
It can be pretty great. So, okay. You want to round this out?
This is, yes, literally what they said. I feel like when you have people to talk to and collaborate with, maybe it's something you don't understand, you could ask them and get a student's perspective on it. You know, different perspectives. A teacher can give you like, oh, it's, using math as an example, they may teach you the way to add down, but another student may give you a cross, you know, and it's different perspectives. And one might actually help you a lot more. And like HBS, we do a lot of hands-on things. We could go group to group, like, hey, how'd you do this? How'd this happen? And then even Miss Q, that's our teacher, she's really open to questions. If you have a question, you could ask her. You could Google chat her, even if you need help on the homework. I just feel having an open, collaborative space is really helpful.
Yeah, love that. All right, last question. If you could give advice to either a younger version of yourself, or let's even think about it like a younger brother or sister, what's a piece of advice you would give them or yourself?
I would say don't put too much pressure on yourself. That's something that I've definitely done in the past, and it's caused a lot of like mental turmoil where I felt like I wasn't doing enough or like I'm just not good enough. So just don't put pressure on yourself and let yourself live life. I think that's the most important thing, is you only have one life to live, so you might as well live it.
That's great advice for all of us.
For me, it's take every opportunity that you want. If you get that opportunity, you should go for it, and you could figure it out if you want to continue to pursue that later. But definitely take every opportunity.
Yeah, great.
I think standing up for yourself is something I would have told myself. I think I was really quiet in the past because I was so afraid of like, oh, what if people say no to me? But once you kind of understand yourself and you tell yourself, no, like, it's okay if they say no. It's not a big deal, right? Everything. You can't always guarantee like 100% yes, right? And so being able to tell yourself and understand that is such an important fact that will help so much, especially like when I was applying to become president of the PLTW program, I had to really tell myself, it doesn't matter who your competition is, you know yourself, you know that you have the experience under your belt, and if they choose you, that's great, but if they don't, that's also okay too.
Yeah, well, you've gained a lot of confidence over the last few years, it sounds like.
Yeah, I used to be so quiet.
Well, I mean, and a lot of people will talk about, we're always becoming the next version of ourselves too. So I can't thank you enough for doing this, for sitting down, being part of the Learning Together podcast. So one of the goals here, multiple goals for the podcast, but one of them is to capture student voice like yours and give more people a chance to hear from you the things you're thinking about, the things that maybe you're stressed about, the things you're excited about in your future. And you know, there's a lot of us out here, folks who are working with me at Project Lead the Way and in organizations all across the country. And our number one thing is to try to put together experiences like you're having so that you can go out and lead amazing lives. So thanks for sitting down with me today.
Thank you for having us.
That's our conversation for today. My thanks to our guests for sharing their time and ideas. You'll find additional resources in the show notes, along with a link to PLTW's flagship podcast, Inspired. We'll be back in 2 weeks with another perspective from the classroom. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with a friend so they can join us in learning together.